Well, welcome to the local part. It's kind of strange me doing this because as you are listening to this, I am in Scotland in a castle. But, you know, when you love a place, you keep in touch with it. I've got the Newcastle Herald online. All my friends in Newcastle and Lake Macquarie and else people are still in touch, and I'm just fascinated again with some of the things that are happening. Now, we need to mention Ross Kerridge resigning. We've asked people to pray for him before, and we continue to ask that. He is resigning for two reasons. One is his health, and we do pray for that. But the other interesting one is he said he's resigning because of the behaviour of councillors, who he says are combative and disruptive, and he kind of complains that they're too political. Well, that's very, very sad if that is the case. Of course, they're going to be political. But, yeah, we pray for our local council. And then on the anti-Semitism thing, the Writers' Festival is coming up in Newcastle, and sadly, they invited the author who was disinvited from the Adelaide Festival because of her perceived anti-Semitic remarks, particularly her celebrating the attack on Jews in Israel, or appearing to do so with a paraglider and all that kind of stuff. I don't know. I on the one hand, free speech tells me anyone can come. On the other hand, inciting hatred ain't good. It's kind of a hard one. But I do think of my Jewish friends at the synagogue and the level of anti-Semitism. It's not going to be helped. And by the way, that same writer had called for Jewish authors to be banned. So, you know, free speech for one is apparently not free speech for the other. Look, another issue that is very local. Some of you have experienced this. I experience it every time I go down the Fernley track. And that is these motorized e-bikes. Now, I have an e-bike, but it's pedal assist. In other words, when I'm going uphill, when I cycle down into Adamstown, it's fine. But when I'm going back up, you click on your motor and you get assist to go up. That's fine. But what's happened is instead of e-bikes, we've now got e-motorbikes. I think the limit they were supposed to be able to go was 25 kilometers an hour. And we were driving at 60 kilometers one time in Whitebridge, and there was a kid came past us with no helmet. He overtook us on one of these souped-up bikes. Well, the New South Wales government have said, finally, that they're going to seize as many of these bikes as they can and just destroy them. Because of there are gangs of teenagers wandering around using them, some for fun, you know, and great that they have fun, but some for vandalism and gang stuff and everything else. So I hope that does get sorted, because it's giving us cyclists a bad name, and cyclists should never have a bad name. We are the salt of the earth. All right, I am going to have to do this. I am so sorry for keeping mentioning this, but it's so extraordinary, you have to mention it. The Jets won again. 3-2 against Adelaide. Now, there's a downside to this. I'm sorry, but, you know, I'm a Scotsman, and it's one day sunshine. Uh-oh, there's going to be 2 days rain coming. The downside is this. As the Jets continue to go, improve and play this great football, their star players are going to be wanted by other clubs, by bigger clubs, by foreign clubs. As someone who's always supported, inverted commas, a smaller team, you know that that's going to be the case. You know your manager, if he's successful, will be bought. You know your best players will be bought. So my advice to any of you who are Jets fans, just enjoy it while it lasts. 6 wins in a row. Absolutely brilliant. Long may it continue. All right. Join me in a while after the break for the final word.